Hey y'all, welcome to another episode of Truth Therapy. My name is Ingrid and let's get started. So at this point, y'all are literally my friends, because in the last episode that I recorded, I basically let y'all in to my feelings and how I feel, where I've been, and a lot of the things that I've said. I probably haven't said it to, not many people have heard me even talk about these things out loud. So at this point, we friends, and I'm gonna just keep it real with y'all. Like, life been hard, life been, all I can say is I'm still figuring it out. Just like I told y'all in the beginning, this is not a podcast where I'm like all put together, or like I'm just telling y'all what to do or any of that. Really, we're literally going through this journey together. So, yeah. So, today, I know in my first episode, well, our first official episode, the first episode that I recorded was really supposed to be a trailer, but in our first official episode, What's the Purpose? I basically went through what purpose is and what it is that God created us to do here on earth. But today, I'm going to be talking about feeling purposeless. Like, I ain't gonna lie, I'm not, you know, like, sometimes you up, sometimes you down. Sometimes you feel like you could conquer the world. Sometimes you just know what you're gonna do. You know where you're going. You know whose you are. And then there's some seasons where you feel like, what am I doing? Where am I? What's going on? And so today I'm just going to be talking about feeling purposeless. And I'm also going to let you guys in on what I touched on last episode, and how that led me to feeling purposeless and feeling empty and feeling lifeless and things of that sort. So I believe I told y'all I did go to therapy. I was in therapy. I'm not in therapy right now. But in therapy, I learned so much. I learned a lot about why I was feeling how I was feeling, why I felt like I had no sense of purpose, why I felt like life was meaningless. But my therapist, shout out to her, she gave me like a new perspective. And but I'm gonna let you guys know what like the conversation was like and what I came to the conclusion, what was revealed basically. So, I was telling my therapist one time, I was just telling her, like, you know, that I noticed that my purpose, because she kept asking me why, my why, like, what was my why? And I was telling her, like, my why was attached to, like, my mom. And I attached my purpose to my mom. So, when she passed away, it was like, I felt like there was no purpose. There was like no meaning to life. I literally did not want to be here anymore. I remember the day that I lost her, the day when I was in the hospital and she passed. I felt like, I literally felt like I lost everything in that hospital. And it's like more to elaborate on that, but I felt like I lost everything in that hospital. I felt like I lost my worship. I felt like I lost my praise. I felt like I lost purpose, basically. Like, I did not want to be here. Like, as soon as she didn't make it, I was already wanting to not be here. And I just remember that moment where I was saying that, and my sister and my cousin were like, no, you can't say that. You still have work to do here on earth. Like, God still has purpose for you on the earth, like, that you have to fulfill. And I did not care. Like, I did not care what they was talking about. I did not care what God wanted. Like, caring about what God wanted me to do was not on my mind. So I noticed that a lot of the things that I continue doing in life, I didn't really, it felt like I didn't have a why anymore. I was reaching milestones. I was reaching accomplishments. And they literally meant nothing to me. People were congratulating me. People were rooting me on. And I literally felt nothing. Like, and my therapist, she just couldn't understand. I don't even know if I'm supposed to even be telling y'all this. But, well, it's my business. But anyways, she couldn't understand why I couldn't celebrate myself or any of those things. And I'm just like, all of these things that I'm doing, like, my mom, she's not able to see these things. So it's like, yes, I still have my dad, and yes, he's still here. Yes, I have my sister. Yes, I have my friends. But I felt like a big part of what I was doing was for my mom, because I literally watched her labor and work so hard, and I just wanted to be the one to get her out of that life. I wanted to be the one to, I don't know if I thought I was God, but basically give her a new life and be the one to get her out of that. And so, with that being said, all the plans that I had, or all the milestones that I probably didn't even see coming, it did not mean nothing to me. Like, even to the point where I didn't want to have nothing to do with what God wanted, or just like knowing what we're here to do, knowing that we have a purpose here on this earth and it's not all about us. But in that time, I did not care. Like, I could not see. I couldn't even see purpose anymore. Like, it wasn't even in my front view. So that's where I was in life. And it's a verse in the Bible that says that we plan, but God directs our steps. And so I had plans. I had physical business plans. I had this whole thing mapped out. And because my plan fell apart because of the piece that I had in mind was gone, I felt like I ain't had no purpose. Like, it didn't matter. Like, but literally in a verse in the Message version, it says, we plan the way we want to live, but only God makes us able to live it. So it's like, even though I had plans, even though I was mapping out what I had to do in order to accomplish what I needed to accomplish, God is ultimately the one that gives me the ability to do so. And so when that didn't happen, I felt purposeless. And I would never forget, I told y'all in the last episode, like, I did not want to come outside. Like, I did not want to come out to the world. Like, if I could have hit in a bubble, I would have, but I couldn't do that. And I remember I had a wake up call one day and it shook me. I had a friend and she was really going through it, and I randomly hit her up, and how she felt, she didn't go through exactly what I went through, but she was basically feeling how I felt, lifeless. And that call was a wake-up call for me, because it's like, yeah, I could sit down, yeah, I could chill, yeah, I can go against the grain, go against the purpose that I have for my life, the purpose that God has for my life, excuse me. I can go against all of those things, but the reality is, although that I was going through it, it's still people out there that I'm connected to that might need me. And so if I continue to sit down and chill and do me, what am I doing? What am I really doing? Why? What's the purpose for me to even be here, for real, for real? And losing my mom, it was a reality that I had to settle with. I had to settle with the reality that, yes, our wives may be connected to people. Yes, our wives may be connected to things that we want. Yes, our why, whatever our why is, this has to be bigger than just that. Sometimes it's connected to things that are temporary, things that aren't here forever. And so the reality that I had to face was the only one that I am guaranteed availability, that I'm guaranteed that's gonna always be here, that won't ever die, is God. And so instead of my why being so stuck on people, being so stuck on an idea, the only person that my why ultimately needs to be leaning on is God. Because the truth of the matter is, it's gonna always be leaning on him. It's gonna always hold up if it's him, because he is eternal. Us in the physical, we're not eternal beings. So the reality is, the people that we see, we won't see them forever. They won't always be in our lives. So that was something that I had to settle with. And just knowing that when we attach our why to temporal things, such as people and things, it's fleeting. Like, our own why won't be able to stand. It won't be able to withstand the test of times, basically. And it says, there's a verse in the Bible, 2 Corinthians 4, verse 16 to 18. I'm going to read verse 18. I'm going to read this one in the New King James Version. And it says, while we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Now, ultimately, I lost my sense of purpose because I lost my why. I had no why no more. Because my why was attached to something that had passed, I felt like there was no purpose for me. Like, I didn't want to be here. And sometimes feeling purposeless can literally feel empty. It can make you feel lifeless. And if I could be real, if I can be honest, I contemplated not being here so many times. Like, that feeling of not having, that feeling of not having a why, that feeling of losing a sense of purpose, you literally feel dead inside. It literally feels like what you're doing, everything that you're doing, is for nothing. And so, in that dark time for me, I would literally beg God to take me. I would beg God to take me. Like, I don't want to be here. I don't see, like, I feel you. Like, you, I still have things for me to do here. I didn't finish what I was created to do. But right now, because I feel like this, I think that it's best that you just take me. And I didn't want to deal with death anymore. I didn't want to deal with just the hard things in life anymore. Like, I felt like life was too ghetto for me. I literally felt like life was too ghetto for me. But I was being ghetto, if I'm being honest. God was probably like, girl, you call it life ghetto, but you're being ghetto right now. Maybe he didn't say that, but I'm just saying. But I remember there was a time that God had me write a letter. And initially, I wrote this letter to give to someone that felt like they couldn't live anymore. This was like, I want to say like 3 years ago, 3-4 years ago. I wrote this letter. It had to be 3 years. But I wrote this letter. And little did I know that I would need this letter in times where I felt like I wanted to give up. So I'm gonna read it to you guys. Hopefully it resonates with somebody. But here it goes. It says, are you a quitter? Are you just going to quit because it's too hard or because the purpose on your life is heavy? You quit and then what? You just quit? The empty feeling is not to make you give up, but to remind you what life without doing it with Jesus feels like. You can remain like that forever. Emptiness is a hole. Not only will you quit on life, you quit on God. You tell God that he's not good enough, that he just wasn't good enough for you. Relationship with God comes with obedience. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy as long as he can get you to self. I'm in control. This is what I want. Just so he can fulfill his will. The enemy is a trickster. He plays in our minds so much that we begin to believe what he says. And the worst part is that he can get us to think that it is our thoughts, when in fact he plants seeds of destruction. We have the power to allow it to grow. We decide whether we're going to reject, rebuke, or water it. Each day we spend entertaining the thoughts and giving life to it, we take it as our own. The things that God wants us to give life to is all that aligns with his will, his promises, and his word. Anything that is outside of those things are not of him. We have to lay what we battle with and question it at his feet. Some things that we decide to pick up along the way, we were never meant to pick up. God wants to better and give us life. Anything is too heavy when we take it up ourselves. Let God show his love in every situation. God loves us so much that when he can't get through to us, he sends another and another. God loves us so much that he sent Jesus when he couldn't get through to us. God's plans for our lives is good, perfect, and pleasing. If we die to ourselves, kill the parts that aren't helping or filling us up, and decide that we're going to choose to be more like Christ, how we feel will be more Christ-like.
feel more like Christ, be more like Christ. There are souls that are dependent on our journey, on our decision to live or die. There are souls hanging in the balance. That letter was deep. I remember writing that like, dang God, that's how you feel? But it's true. Giving up on life is like giving up on God. Now, granted, there are some situations where people have committed suicide because they had nowhere else to turn. There's some people that didn't know that they could turn to Jesus. But for those of us that want to give up and we know that we have access to Jesus, we got to know that He's always here. He's always here to help us. And He doesn't desire for us to give up on Him because He never gives up on us. And it really stuck out to me. And I always remember this when I feel like giving up. I don't remember where I heard it from, who was saying it. But what they were saying was, when we don't go through doors that God destined for us to go through. And they were talking about it in a way where it's like, when we don't go deeper in God, or when we just stop, we hinder other people from getting through the door that God also needs them to get through. And that goes to the point where at the end of the letter, it says that there are souls hanging in the balance. So it's like, imagine you have 20 people behind you and you're leading them. And y'all going through doors. Let's say y'all getting through a building. And y'all going through doors, the doors that y'all need to go in order to get to the room that y'all need to go in. And you just stop. You literally just stop. God gave you the key. He already gave you the key. Like, you have a physical key to get in through that last door. Not even that last door. God gives you a key to get in to each door. And you stop at this specific door. And everybody, you have 20 people after you. And they're like, they stop where you stop because you ain't open the door. You didn't take the key to unlock the door. And I'm just going to read the verse to y'all. It says, it's in Luke 11 verse 53, and I'm reading in the Message version. It says, "You're hopeless, you religion scholars. You took the key of knowledge, but instead of unlocking the doors, you locked them. You won't go in yourself, and you won't let anyone else in either." Now, in this passage, it's in like another context where like people, he was talking about like the overly religious people, like they have knowledge, but instead of going deeper or going through that door of knowledge to get more knowledge on what they're talking about, it's like, I'm not even opening the door. Like, I got the key. I'm not going to unlock the door. Like, I'm going to keep the door locked. I tell y'all, no lie. Literally, every time, maybe not every single time, but I remember that verse so often. It's like, if I give up, what's going to happen to the people that's connected to me? I mean, God is God. He always has a strategic plan, but just knowing that you have people connected to you and you just give up, it's like, dang, it's like the people that's connected to you are at that moment stuck. God gonna unstuck them in some way, but they're stuck because you want to give up. And so We literally have to keep going. And speaking to myself, we have to keep going. Life gonna get hard. It's gonna feel like everything is literally falling apart. Because that's what it be looking like. But in the word, it tells us to not give up. And in our anchor scripture for this whole thing is 2 Corinthians 4, verse 16 to 18. And in the first two verses, it says, "So we're not giving up. How could we? Even though on the outside, it often looks like things are falling apart on us, on the inside, where God is making new life, not a day goes by without his unfolding grace. These hard times are small potatoes compared to the coming good times. The lavish celebration prepared for us. There's far more here than meets the eye." We gotta look ahead to the things that are to come. Life may be hard now. We might be going through a situation right now that we don't know how we're finna get through. We don't know how the other side looks. We don't know how. We don't know the how. But it's like really putting our hope in God and what he has planned for us. So it brings me to this question. Is the purpose that we're carrying of our own, or is it from God? Are we on solid ground or are we on shaky ground? Are we doing what God's telling us to do? Or are we disappointed because the things that we want to do, the things that we want, we can't have it right now? And that's literally how I feel right now. I feel like, dang, God, I want that right now. He like, you can't have that right now. And I'm like, why? Why? But he knows why. He know why everything happens. Sometimes we don't know why, but he knows why. So it's hard. It's definitely hard. It's definitely not the easiest. It's definitely a challenge to keep going, to not give up. But I challenge you to not give up. I challenge myself not to give up, even in these hard times where it feels like nothing's going your way. It feels like you don't even know anymore. It feels bad, but at the same time, it might not be all bad. Because right now, I feel like, today I was just talking to myself, I'm like, I really feel like, although there's things that I'm going through that I wish I wasn't going through, I really feel like this season is like my redefining season. And not only redefining myself, but redefining my why. Redefining just why I do things, who I am in God, who I am in Christ, what I'm here to do, what my assignment is, and just coming to terms with God and what he wants me to do, and not so much of my own desires and my own wants, my own will. I saw this post today too, but I've been seeing it for the past few days, and it said something like my life may look like it's crumbling, but it's really coming all together. That's not what it say exactly, but I'm sure y'all probably seen that post. But it's like, we could feel like our life is falling apart, and really, it's all coming together. We're having to unlearn certain things. We're having to shed certain things. We're having to shed certain perspectives. We're having to shed our mindset in order for us to really walk in to the promised land, really walk into what God has for us. And so, although these seasons, this season has been hurting, although it's been painful, although it's been hopeless, at the same time, there's days where I'm just like, okay, God, you know best. You know what I need to do. You know how the chips need to fall for certain things to move how it needs to move. Although I would want things to play out in a certain way, you ultimately can see it all. And sometimes, even though I'm worrying about certain details and certain intricate details, I can't handle that right now. God had told me something one day. He was like, because it's times in our lives, I know that, I don't know how much people can relate, but it's times in our lives where we feel like, dang God, why won't you just give me the blueprint? Why won't you give me the steps? Why won't you, you know? He gives us the steps, but sometimes he gives us step by step. But we be wanting to know, okay, God, if I do this, then what's going to happen after this, after this, after this, after this? And he was just telling me, like, whether I give y'all the whole plan or not, or give y'all more steps, y'all gonna complain anyway. Y'all gonna say, if I don't give y'all the steps, y'all gonna say, God, why won't you give me more steps than this? If he do give us more than a few steps, we're overwhelmed and now we're complaining. We're still complaining, but now we're overwhelmed, and we're so overwhelmed that we won't even do what he's telling us to do. And so I guess that point is to say that God gives us things in consumable portions. So certain things that happen to us in our lives, we don't understand it, but he may not have given you your answer yet because you're not able to consume it yet. Or maybe he hasn't given you additional steps yet because you didn't even do step one. You ain't do step one, and you cannot handle step 5, 6, 7, 8. So, yeah, I don't know how I got there. But yes, back to what I was saying. I don't know how I got here, but just this being my redefining season. And with redefining, I feel like this season also is teaching me, is showing me, is proving to me how much I need to surrender to God's plans. Like, I need to surrender. Because sometimes I don't want him to touch certain parts of my life. Or I want to know what he's doing. God, what you doing? Okay, you told me this little piece, but okay, what we doing next? And sometimes I gotta sit myself down and be like, okay, girl, calm down. Calm down. This is what you can handle right now. So just relax. But girl, you also need to surrender. Stop trying to take control. I just read myself, but seriously, like, leaving things in God's hand. And I also feel like, and with that, I feel like I have to surrender. I have to surrender all that I thought I knew and everything that I thought I really wanted. It's hard. It is hard. It's not easy. And so I feel like at this point, I am in a season where I need to plant my why on solid ground. I need to allow God to do what He's doing, surrender, and to look ahead, knowing that though I may be feeling like I'm facing hardship right now, though I may feel like life is so hard, life is so ghetto, life is lifing, everything will work out for good. And the last one will be just knowing that it's not all about me. It's not all about me. God did not just put me on the earth to fulfill my own desires, but that there are people out there that are their souls out there hanging in the balance. And I gotta get over myself sometimes and know that there are souls in the balance. It's like no other way to put it. And so this episode, I just encourage anyone that may be feeling like they're on the verge of giving up. They feel like they don't have any purpose. There's no purpose for them to be here. That because they don't know what they're doing, they just want to give up. There's more on the other side if you keep holding on. If you keep holding on, there's more on the other side. And when we partner with God, we'll accomplish more than we could ever desire for ourselves. Allowing God to transform our heart and transform our desires to line up with His word, to line up with His will, ultimately. Because if we truly surrender, God will direct our steps. He'll direct our steps every step of the way. And so surrendering and trusting in Him, trusting that He never meant to hurt us. He never meant for us to experience pain. But that He got us at the end of the day. And we can turn to Him in those times where life feels like it has no meaning. Because at the end of the day, that verse that says everything works out for the good, it's gonna work out for the good. So I just pray that whoever felt like they were on their last leg, that God will lift them up again. May God give you strength. May He walk with you. May He talk with you. May you never let go of His hand, because He'll never let go of yours. And may you surrender all to Him. Because sometimes those things that we hold on, those things that feel so dear to us, could break us and damage us. But when we hold on to Him, we'll be holding on forever. All right, y'all. So this is the end of this episode. I appreciate y'all listening, and I hope that this episode encourages somebody to keep going. Keep going. catch y'all on the next episode. Later, y'all.